The hall is dark. Every lamp has been extinguished. Mrs. Nightwing and Miss Macleady light two lanterns. They cast long shadows that dance devilishly on the walls. The chapel. We should be safe there, Mrs. Nightwing says, casting an uncertain glance toward the doors. I've never heard her so afraid.
We shouldn't go out there, Kartik says. That's what they want. They could be waiting.
The girls tremble and whimper, huddling together for protection.
What is happening? Cicely asks through tears.
Mrs. Nightwing responds in the voice that tells us we should wear our coats and eat our turnips.
It is part of our pixies game, she says.
I don't wish to play any more,
Elizabeth cries.
There, there. You must be a brave girl.
It's only a game, and whoever proves bravest shall have a prize, our headmistress says. Mrs. Nightwing isn't a good liar, but sometimes a bad lie is better than having nothing at all to hold. The frightened girls want to believe her. I can see it in their quick nods. The creatures inside the great room begin to break through the doors, and the girls scream anew. Sharp teeth show themselves in the wood. They get to work, biting a section into splinters. We can't stay here with those things, I say to Kartik and Nightwing.
Follow me to the chapel, girls, Miss Macleady says, taking the lead. Wait, Kartik says, but it's no use.
There's another loud crash from inside, and the girls run for Miss Macleady. They join hands with Bridget and Falson. In a long, snaking line, they follow Miss Macleady as if she were the Pied Piper of Hamelin, and my friends and I fall in behind. I have traipsed across Spence's lawn and through its woods hundreds of times, but never have they seemed as frightening as they do now, with only Mrs. Nightwing's lantern and our fragile courage to light the way. The air is so still it is suffocating. I wish my mother were here. I wish Eugenia had stopped this 25 years ago. I wish none of this had ever happened. I wish it had not fallen to me, for I failed so horribly. When we reach the woods, my fear rises. A thin layer of frost covers the ground. The flowers are dead, strangled on their stalks. We can see our breath in the dim light.
I'm cold, one of the girls says,
and she is shushed by Bridget. Kartik holds up a hand. We hold our breath and listen.
What is it?
Falson whispers. Kartik nods toward a copse of trees. The shadows move. My hand strays out, searching for the trunk of a tree, and it comes away covered in frost. A snort comes from just behind the tree. I slide my eyes toward the sound. A horse's nose peeks out from behind the large fir. Steam pushes out its nostrils. There is something odd about the horse. It's as if I can see its bones glowing beneath its skin. It pulls forward, and I can see the faint outline of its rider, a man in a billowing cape with a hood. He turns toward me, and I gasp. I cannot see his face, only his mouth and the hint of jagged teeth there. He points a bony finger at me.
The sacrifice!
The horse rears high, its hooves dangerously near my head, and I scream for all I am worth. Mrs. Nightwing's shout pierces the night.
To the chapel! Go! Go!
The tracker howls in rage as Nightwing throws the lantern at them. The candle is snuffed out, and the sudden darkness is confusing.
Gemma!
On my wrist I feel Felicity's hand, strong and sure, pulling me forward. Mrs. Nightwing cannot keep pace. She begs us to go without her, but we refuse to leave her behind. Felicity and I take her arms and pull her along as best we can. It is a quarter mile to the chapel, a quarter mile with no place to hide. The fog has come up. It would be easy to lose our way. The riders seem to come from nowhere. They thunder after us, darting through the trees on horses not of this world. Anne screams as the hooves of one of the beasts nearly trample her. Cut off, we dart to the left, but they have thought of that too. Screeching comes from above. I look up to see the gargoyles descending. The riders shriek and cover their faces. One of the gargoyles falls, trampled by the rider. I recognize the majestic gargoyle who saved me from Ital.
This is our battle. Run!
He points to a break in the fog and the path to the chapel. We waste no time. Felicity, Anne, and I push through the chapel doors, and everyone stumbles in after us. Mrs. Nightwing sinks into the back pew, gasping for breath.
Close, close the doors, I stammer.
The chapel darkens, and I hear the bolt click into position. Miss Macleady rushes to Nightwing's side.
Lillian, are you all right?
The girls, Mrs. Nightwing says, struggling to her feet. Is everyone safe? Cecily approaches us.
Mrs. Nightwing, what is happening?
Her eyes are large, and her voice trembles.
Let's not fall to pieces,
Mrs. Nightwing manages to say, but there is none of her usual stolidity.
Come on, see to the younger girls.
Dutifully, Cecily does as she is told. Anything to ignore the growing panic that all is not as it seems, that she is right to be afraid, that she will never feel safe again.